From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Over the past year, we've seen and heard people in the streets across the country, and we've heard their calls for social justice. Black Lives Matter. Hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. These phrases have all been prompted by the violent deaths of black men. We've heard one other rallying cry that's been around much longer, and it's much more open to interpretation. No justice, no peace. It also came about because of the death of a black man. Ben Zimmer is a linguist. He told me the phrase was first used in New York in 1986. A Trinidadian man, Michael Griffiths, was killed by a mob of white youth.
And the phrase, no justice, no peace, started off as a kind of a chant that demonstrators would use. And it's what linguists would call an elliptical formation, meaning that there are parts of this that are left out that you have to sort of fill in just by understanding the meaning behind it. And so how it's generally been understood is with a conditional reading. A conditional is like, if X, then Y. Mm-hmm. So in this case, it means if there is no justice, then there will be no peace.
Okay, what other way could we read that?
Well, some people have also read it as more of a conjunctive. So it would be there is no justice and there is no peace. So it's two statements joined together in that way rather than a conditional if-then statement. But generally, as it's been understood by protesters who have used it, there is this conditional understanding. And you can connect it to other ways we use this formation in English, no X, no Y. If you think of something like a sign that says, no shirt, no shoes, no service, mm-hmm. that means if you do not wear a shirt or you do not wear shoes, then you will get no service. And so it's an elliptical way of using no X, no Y with an understanding that if the first thing is missing, then the second thing will also be missing.
Ben Zimmer, you mentioned that really this phrase sort of emerged in the 1980s, but I understand that Martin Luther King actually expressed some relative to this phrase in the mid-60s. Is that true?
That's true. Martin Luther King Jr. Said something along those lines in December 1967. He said, there can be no justice without peace, and there can be no peace without justice. So this is an old sentiment in the civil rights movement, and I think for Dr. King, it also had a resonance with biblical teaching as well. I think you could find passages in Isaiah about peace and justice being linked together in that way. So yeah, it does have a lot of resonance with earlier expressions of joining peace and justice together.
When you put it in those full sentences with the comma that Martin Luther King used, it's very clear what that means. But as we were saying, to make it this short phrase, no justice, no peace, it does seem that you could even interpret it a third way, that if you do not give us justice, we will give you no peace.
That's true. That is one reading of it, treating it as a sort of a threat. And this was something that was discussed at the time in the late 1980s. So if we go back to December 1986, there was an incident in Howard Beach where an immigrant from Trinidad named Michael Griffiths was killed by a mob of white youth. And then a little later on in 1989, there was an incident in the Bensonhurst neighborhood of Brooklyn where the slogan was used again. And the chants of no justice, no peace at the time were part of demonstrations that were, you know, very, very serious. It was almost like a kind of a battle cry of demonstrators at the time. And so I think that understood that way, in the context of those demonstrations at the time, you could perceive this more as a threat, that if we do not receive justice for what's happened, then there will be no peace. We will continue to disrupt the peace. And of course, disrupting the peace could have various meanings as well. It could simply be making a lot of noise or doing something more drastic in terms of disrupting the peace. And so this range of meanings has been invested in this slogan for decades now. It's come to the fore, obviously, in the past a couple of years with the Trayvon Martin case, and then again with the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, and Eric Garner in Staten Island. Mm-hmm. So protests that we've heard over the past year or so have very often used that slogan again, no justice, no peace, done in this sort of call and response fashion. One person shouts out, no justice, and then others respond with no peace.
Is there a set meaning to that call and response at this point in time?
Well, I think it probably means different things to different people, and in part because that conditional, if there is no justice, then there is no peace, can really be understood as a threat or a promise, or just as a kind of a rallying cry for why protesters will continue to demonstrate over these issues. And I think there's no simple way to interpret it. There's no single interpretation that we can give to it. But it obviously has great resonance going back again to the civil rights struggle of Martin Luther King. But given new context, it's always going to be given new interpretations.
Linguist Ben Zimmer on the evolving meaning of the slogan, No Justice, No Peace. This is Martin Luther King Day weekend. And if you want to hear that particular slogan in action, you might want to attend a rally planned for Monday at Westlake Park in Seattle. That's the official Martin Luther King Day.